You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Are you planning a trip anytime soon? Well, you may have to pay a little more for your stay because a host of tax exemptions have been dropped by the GST Council and some rates have been hiked. I'll shortly share the details with you. Hello and welcome back to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you are listening to the Top News Podcast. I'm back here with the latest on stock markets, Maharashtra political crisis, GST, Udaipur murder case and more. First up, here's how the stock market fared on June 29th. Sensex and Nifty fell amid weakness across sectors, tracking losses across global markets after dire consumer confidence data from the US dampened investor optimism and fueled worries of recession. Snapping a four-day winning streak, Sensex ended a choppy session 150 points lower, whereas Nifty 50 was near 15,800. Financial, IT, FMCG and oil and gas shares were the biggest contributors to losses in the headline indices. One of the stocks in focus was Maruti Suzuki, which continued to rise for the seventh consecutive session, ditching overall weakness on the Lal Street, even as brokerages held mixed views on the carmaker's market share. According to CLSA, Maruti's goal of achieving 50% market share in this year ending, March 2024, remains a dream. Maruti Suzuki's market share in passenger vehicles slipped below the 50% mark in the year ended March 2021, given its limited presence in SUVs at a time of growing popularity of the segment in the country. The stock finished the day less than 0.5% higher. Shares of Tata Steel's also rose over 1% after JP Morgan's bullish commentary on the steelmaker. The foreign brokerage has an overweight stance on the stock with a target price of 1400 rupees, which implies a more than 58% upside from the current market price. This stock too ended less than 0.5% higher. Meanwhile, shares of Mukesh Ambani-led Reliance Industries fell about 1% in early trade, but soon recovered. This is after billionaire businessman Mukesh Ambani resigned from the board of Reliance Jio Infocom, handing it over to his eldest son, Akash. Mukesh Ambani will continue to be the chairman of Jio Platforms, the flagship company that owns all Jio services brands, including Reliance Jio Infocom. Following the developments, the stock ended over 2% higher. Next up, here's what's happening in Maharashtra. Maharashtra Governor Bhagat Singh Koshyari has called for a trust vote on Thursday against embattled Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray as he is of the opinion that Thackeray has lost the confidence of majority on the floor of the House. Koshyari said that he has received letters from certain independent MLAs and other leaders of opposition which claim that Thackeray does not have a majority and ask for the floor test immediately. The Uddhav Thackeray team, meanwhile, has sought an urgent hearing of a plea against Maharashtra floor test in the Supreme Court. Lawyer Abhishek Manu Singhvi has called the floor test illegal. The top court is to hear the matter at 5 p.m. today. Thackeray, on the other hand, has also called a cabinet meeting at the same time, that is at 5 p.m. this evening. Meanwhile, Eknath Shinde says that he'll reach Mumbai along with rebel MLAs tomorrow, that is on June 30th. He claims support of 50 MLAs and so is not worried about any floor test, he says. Meanwhile, NCP leaders Nawab Malik and Anil Deshmukh, who are lodged in jail, have moved the top courts seeking permission to attend the floor test. The court was to hear their plea this evening as well. And moving on, you'll have to spend more on hotels and even hospital rooms, it seems. The Goods and Services Tax Council has decided to remove a host of tax exemptions and hike rates for an even large number of mass consumption items. Yesterday, it approved a proposal to impose a 12% tax on hotel rooms costing below 1,000 rupees per day. So far, only hotels above the threshold were charged 12% GST. The council also agreed to levy a 5% GST without input tax credit on hospital rooms with rent above 5,000 rupees, excluding intensive care units, that is ICUs. The two-day GST Council meeting, which began on Tuesday, that is June 28th, in Chandigarh, was chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Today, the GST Council deferred the proposal to levy 28% tax on casinos, online gaming, casinos and lottery, according to Karnataka Chief Minister Basavaraj Bommai. the GOM headed by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma has been given 15 days to iron out the issue of the valuation mechanism and submit its report. Now moving on to Udaipur murder case. Curfew remained clamped in 7 police station areas of Rajasthan's Udaipur and mobile internet services were suspended across all 33 districts of Rajasthan a day after two men, Ghaus Muhammad and Riyaz, entered a tailor, Kanhaiya Lal's shop at a crowded market and slit his throat with a cleaver and filmed the incident. The attackers have been arrested. They entered Lal's shop in Dhan Mandi posing as customers. As the tailor took measurements, one man attacked him with a cleaver, nearly severing his neck, while the other man shot the brutal murder with his mobile phone. The men fled from the scene and later uploaded the clip on social media. They claim that they are avenging an insult to Islam, indirectly referring to the remarks against Prophet made by suspended BJP leader Nupur Sharma. Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, who was in Jodhpur, returned to Jaipur and will hold a meeting with officers to review the situation, according to official sources. Leader of opposition Gulab Chand Kataria also demanded action against Udaipur's superintendent of police. Moving on, lastly, here's an update on Agnipath recruitment. The Indian Air Force, under recently announced Agnipath recruitment scheme, has received over 1.8 lakh applications within 6 days of the registration process, according to an official communication. Under the scheme, the government has said that youths between the age of 17 and a half and 21 years would be inducted for a 4-year tenure, while 25% of them would be subsequently placed for regular service. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with top stories from around the world. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.